Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hot Pink University Blog Talk Radio Program, where we reignite your passion, your purpose, and your play. Find us at www.hotpinkyou.com. Take it away, ladies.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to my episode on Blog Talk Radio. I'm so excited to be back talking on Blog Talk Radio. And today's episode is super exciting because it's a topic very near and dear to my heart. Sometimes, ladies, you just need to leap. And so this episode is for you. If you are looking at any kind of change or leaps that you might want to be making in your life, maybe you're considering a leap into a dream, a relationship, or some new challenge. If so, this is your topic of my life class. Welcome to Hot Pink University Blog Talk Radio Life Classes. I'm Christy Bemis. I am an author, a speaker, psychotherapist, and I like to call myself an Ignite Your Life coach. I'm also co-founder and now solo owner of Hot Pink University and recently launched a series of life classes on a variety of topics, hopefully to ignite your life. I invite you to find me on the web at www.hotpinkyou.com, or you can also find me on Facebook at Hot Pink University with Christy Bemis. You'll always find ways to be inspired to reignite your life with passion, with purpose, and hopefully a lot of play. My favorite word in the world is joy. Today, I'm so excited to be talking about this topic about sometimes just needing to take that leap in life. And I want you to think of Hot Pink University life classes as things you wish you would have known. These are things that women need to know, but were not necessarily taught to us in school. So get a journal, get a pen, and let's dive in deep together, because I always lead with some stories and a list of things to do and actual actionable items that you can take away each episode. So sometimes you just need to take a leap. This episode is all about changes. And many of you know my story of 2018 when I left a job that I really enjoyed and loved. And it was really, you know, a career, really, with a state agency. And it was really a scary time in my life, you know, to take that leap and really move into more of the coaching and trying to decide what I wanted to do. I always had been in private practice and a bit of an entrepreneur before taking that job when I moved to a new city. And so I had done this before. I took a leap in 2003 when my daughter was born, and I was working on my 3,000 hours as a psychotherapist. So the past success in taking the leap sometimes helps. So think about your past successes and when you have taken leaps before. And were they successful? What did you learn from them? So that's the first key takeaway I'm hoping you take today. A past success or even a past trial can give you current data or information for your current leap that you're trying to take. And for me, when I left my job, first I went down to 80% time and really felt into building my businesses, building my business up, and really feeling into what I wanted to do if and when I did finally leave full time, right? And so having that space, and for some of you, you might not be able to go down to part time in something that you're currently working on, or for relationships, you might need to take maybe a trial separation, let's say, to like see if this is going to work. Or if you're entering into a new relationship, what this period of time might be for you is exploring deepening what that next step forward might be in deepening that relationship. So taking leaps can start with small steps of trials, right? And so I know that that is kind of you know, when you're talking about taking a leap, it's like you're diving off the cliff. But I want you to take a look at it as sometimes that first exploration is leaning over the cliff and seeing, is there like, you know, a way down here that might be a little safer. And so it's okay to kind of look over the edge of a change that you're making in your life and gather all the facts and information, right, that you need, and taking your time to really prepare for that leap so that that leap can be as successful as it possibly can be for you. And so today I'm going to be also sharing a few stories of little, middle, and big leaps that I've taken over the course of my life. And hopefully some of these little, middle, and big leaps can really help support the one that you're feeling into, whether it's a dream that you're moving into, a relationship change, maybe starting or ending a relationship, or maybe some new challenge like running a marathon or, you know, taking up some kind of new activity in your life. And so finding that bridge and gathering all the data and information as you get ready to take your leap. You know, we talk about a lot of times in the New Year's resolutions and why they work and why they don't work. And a lot of times people did not spend enough time in the preparation phase of change. So there's steps and things that you can do between where you are now and where you want to be. The first one is just that growing awareness. The second one is the contemplating of change. And that third step, and the longest step that I really encourage my clients that I coach with and also do psychotherapy with, is to hang out in preparation. And that's what I'm talking about here, that preparation phase before you move into action. The longer you can hang out there, the more successful your change is going to be. So when people are starting a New Year's resolution, and they actually start it in October, meaning they're taking a look at it, they're growing awareness, they're gathering the information that they need, are much, much more successful in actually implementing the change that they're going to start on January 1st than those that just say, I'm going to change X, Y, and Z. I'm not going to eat any kind of sugar in my life January 1st. Well, if you started cutting down on sugar from October on or doing some research around alternatives to sugar, you would be much, much more successful in the change that you're trying to implement in your life. So just taking a look at that might be a helpful little tip for you. So be thinking about your change. What is it, the leap that you want to make? The other thing that I want to share a little bit is some tips and, you know, things that you can do. So when I quit my job in 2018, it had been something I'd been preparing for a number of months. And I created then, by quitting the job, I didn't burn my bridges with that job. And so I was still able to get some contracts with them and still work with them. And so that's another key feature is a lot of times in our relationship changes or changes that we're trying to make, we think we have to burn everything down in order to get to the next spot. Sometimes you do, but oftentimes you just need to create that container of space and not burn your past relationships or bridges, but create a new way of being with one another. It really took me, after leaving about 2 months, I call it like recovery and recalibration, and some of you can relate to this, where my nervous system needed to settle into what's possible versus the grind that I had been doing. And so key number two is to move forward imperfectly. And I know for a lot of you, you're like, wait, I can't do that. I want to talk a little bit about during COVID, I had a pause, and many of you will see that. I didn't write many blogs. I really had a big pause in Blog Talk Radio. You know, there was this huge silence from me. And I was going through a significant change in my life, which I'll share later on in this episode, but a significant change in my life. And I really, if truth be told, used COVID to kind of cocoon a little bit inside of myself. Out of that time, though, created great change. What people weren't seeing under the surface of myself and Hot Pink University was a significant degree of change. I created and worked on Wisdom Cards that I launched imperfectly at the fall of 2020 and then into the start of the new year. And the Wisdom Cards were really a passion project of mine. I wanted 50 cards of 50 pieces of wisdom. And if you follow me on Facebook, I'm doing live by doing a card pull about once a week with those Wisdom Cards. And It was a passion project of mine, and then I needed to launch them imperfectly. So the ebook for the cards is in process right now. Like, I'm still writing it, branding it, putting it all together. But I knew I needed to move forward imperfectly. Otherwise, these cards would just be a dream, and they would be sitting in some file on my hard drive and not actually in your hands. And so moving forward imperfectly is so important. It's so hard for us as women. It is so hard because a lot of us have all or nothing thinking, black and white thinking, where it's got to be all or nothing. So the cards need to be perfect, and I had to have a perfect website for them and a perfect sales platform, and I had to have a perfect ebook that goes with them. And I am saying no to perfect because, again, if we don't move forward imperfectly, nothing gets done. And I always say action leads to clarity. I learned a lot by launching the cards in the way that I launched them, right? And I was able to get some feedback even on the first 100 cards I sold. And so that feedback was vital to what the cards are today in terms of packaging and creating something that women really can use and that they can travel with and take with them anywhere. So key number two is just move forward imperfectly. So we went from key number one, which is sometimes looking over the edge and being in preparation is where you need to be right now. And key number two is move forward imperfectly. The world needs to hear what you have to say. And by hiding behind certain barriers in your life, the world never gets to hear your imperfect gifts that you have to offer them. The next key feature, I think, is getting rid of so many exit plans. I learned this exit plan philosophy through reading the book, Getting the Love You Want by Harville Hendricks and Helen McKelly Hunt. It was really a book around relationships that I read in the past year. Actually reread it. It's something I read earlier. And what stood out for me in the book was the exit plans. And I work with a lot of couples in my private practice as well as in my coaching practice. And this is one of the key things that we do in the first session together is what are your exit plans for your relationship? Because when you have exit plans or plan B in your life, whether it's a dream or a relationship, we end up never doing it 100%. We end up never giving our all. We end up being kind of half-assed, honestly, in our progress towards something. And so when I worked with a couple, some of their exit plans were a hobby that took the one partner away for many hours during the week, right? Even after their child was born. So many hours during the week, this hobby took this partner away. The other exit plan that the couple had was whenever there was like a fight or something that, you know, broke out, the woman in the couple would pack up her things and go to a friend's house. So that was always an exit plan that was there. And now here I am to say there's nothing wrong with like taking a time out of the couple. Please, trust me, timeouts are super necessary. But when it's always an exit plan of I can always pack up my things, I don't have to stay here and stay in this and work through this. I can always leave and potentially trigger my partner to like be fearful of my leaving, right? If they get to whatever. Exit plans are really detrimental to relationships. They're also detrimental to our dreams though. And so having an exit plan, I can be a total like exit planitis, right? So I can always have my foot in one place and that's my like plan B if plan A is not going to work out. And I've done that to my business where I've taken a big deep pause in my business at different times and had my foot somewhere else, making just enough money to feel okay and never fully 100% committing. And so that is key number three is get rid of your exit plans and dive in deep. Even if you say to yourself, I'm going to dive in deep for the next 6 months, or what if the next 30 days I just got rid of takes its plans completely, and I just poured my love into this relationship. What would happen if I just poured my love into my business that I'm trying to create or my dream I'm trying to create for the next 30 days and no exit plans are needed? It's a very powerful way to fully leap into your passion and your purpose. And so that's super important. I talked at the top of the episode about leaps that can be both middle, and big. And one of the leaps I wanted to share with you is kind of a funny story, okay? And so I always had this, like, romantic dream about people that are artists and put their stuff into art shows. Like, I just thought, wow, their life must be so incredible. And it was like this romantic fantasy around what it means to be an artist, right? And I took a leap and got a booth at an art fair one year because I had some creative, like, outlets I was doing. I was making jewelry at the time, some artwork, and just different things. And so I committed and took the leap, put the money down for an art booth, and I was committed to doing this outdoor art booth. I set up the art booth. It was so scary setting it up and, like, not knowing what I was doing and watching other people and trying to learn from them and setting things up to look as cute as humanly possible, and my mom was there helping. Well, towards the afternoon of the first day, a windstorm kicked up, and I mean, like, rain and wind, and here one of the tents next to me ended up blowing over, and it blew into the tent of another person who screamed out immediately, "I hope you have insurance for that." And all of a sudden, my heart was just like, oh my gosh, what have I done here? Here my mother, my elderly mother, my older mother, is like holding down one end of my tent, and I'm holding down the other end of my tent, and I'm just getting soaking wet, and some of my art is getting ruined. And I'm thinking to myself, what in the world did I do here? This is not glamorous at all. This is not romantic artist time. This is like, I didn't know I needed insurance. I didn't know any of this thing, you know, what I was doing. And it was just this little leap I took that I learned a lot. What I learned is it's not my cup of tea. And what things look like on the outside are really not what's on the inside. All of the hard work, I have a newfound, like, respect for artists and crafts people and their businesses. Man, to set up a booth at the crack of dawn and then to sit there through whatever weather is going to be coming, I mean, kudos to people who do this work. I was humbled beyond humbled. And so it was a learning lesson, though. And sometimes our leaps don't work out for us, but we learn a lot. And I never, in even remotely in the back of my mind, ever even visit an art show now and think, oh, I could do this. It's X'd off my bucket list completely. I will continue creating art, and I will find other avenues in order to push it forward. But I don't anymore have that romantic kind of thought process. So sometimes we have a dream that we do need to leap into, and it's not going to work out for us. And we're going to learn a ton about ourselves and a ton about people in the world and maybe even be humbled in the process. And that's okay. The whole point about leaps is that you're plugged in. You're in the arena. You are living your life. You're not just sitting on the sidelines thinking and wishing and leaving things to regret. You're actually out there moving. And so I've had lots of launches of, like, different courses or, you know, things I've been doing, and it's just been met with crickets. And to me, I just look at it as that's data. I either didn't do enough asking of what women want or need, or I didn't launch it right. Like, I learned something every single time. And so you will learn something from leaping. There are lessons to be learned, even hard lessons. And once the windstorm went over, I just looked at my mom and I said, we are not coming back tomorrow. And my mom had this huge sigh of relief on her face, and she's like, thank God. You know, that woman has supported me in more things than I can tell you. And it's just wonderful to have people that can support you in your dreams in life and taking your leap. The last thing I want you to consider as we wind up the last couple minutes of our episode is to stop worrying about two different things. Stop worrying about what others think and stop worrying about the what if. I've learned this time and time again through life that the things that we worry about, 90% of them never, ever, ever come to full fruition. And that what others think, it's not their life. And you're not going to go to your grave worrying about what others thought of your life. Trust me. You are living your life for you. And some people will think, well, who does she think she is? And she is way too big for her britches. My truest, like, measure of a successful life is that others think those things. Because hopefully that feeling will eventually move into inspiration for those people. And if it doesn't, that's their life. And this last year has been a ton of change for me in leaving my marriage for 16 years. And some of the things that I worried about actually did come true. I mean, there's a significant loss of income, and I remember that first month, you know, not managing my money well and not balancing things well and having to really learn from that, to learn how to take that leap of my partner moving out and me taking over everything, you know, on my own. And for the first time in 20 years on my own, right? And that was really super scary. And so some things that I feared about, some things that I worried about did come true. And guess what? Guess what? I survived. Not only did I survive, but I thrive right now by taking that leap. And the first couple months were really hard. My son moved in, and that created like this amazing, beautiful buffer for myself of, you know, having a person around, at least just for a couple months. And I was able to move through that time and really, I think, move into the unknown and recalibrate my nervous system again to being a woman on her own. And that's super scary. I had prepared for it. I had really bolstered up both of my business, my psychotherapy practice and my coaching practice, to a point where I could make it on my own, knowing that this was coming up for me. And so trust that some of your fears will come true. And guess what? You're going to be okay. You're going to be okay in the end. And it takes a period of time to adjust when you take a leap. It takes a period of time to find your wings so that you can no longer be in this leap of a deep dive down the cliff, but you're actually soaring and looking over the mountaintops of where you just were, where you were leaping from, and where you're now going to land. And it can be a really beautiful time in your life when you take a leap. It's scary and exhilarating and plugged in and passion-filled. The important thing is to live your life and to take those leaps. And some of what I worried about when I made that relationship change actually never came true. And so what if, as my good friend Beth Jordan, who wrote the book, what if the best possible outcome could happen? What would that look like? And after you leave this episode today, I want you to take a little time, maybe 5 minutes, set a timer, and write all the what ifs of the best possible outcome of the leap that you're dreaming into, that you're desiring to take, whether that's deepening a relationship with a loved one or a partner, ending a relationship that no longer is working, or changing the dynamics in it. You don't have to maybe leave, but changing the boundaries and the dynamics of how you show up in a relationship, all the way to starting your entrepreneurial business and dreaming into something that you just want to challenge yourself with. All of these leaps can be wonderful, wonderful ways to feel really plugged in and playing big in life. I want to share with you something that my good friend and actually co-founder of Hot Pink University, Anne Zoe, shared this morning on her Facebook page. And she shares this from Spirit Daughter. Buy the plane ticket. Quit the job. Accept the date. Start the company. Write that book. Sign up for the class. Make that phone call. Plan the trip. Wander into the unknown. Open your heart and take the leap. I think that's super appropriate for today's episode, so I just thought it gave me chills when I came through my Facebook feed and I thought, oh, yes, taking the leaps. Taking the leaps in love, taking the leaps at work and in our careers, taking the leaps through the world and with travel now that it's all opening up again, taking the leaps in faith, in our friendships, having those hard conversations and those loving conversations. Have you reached out in love lately and connection lately and took that vulnerable leap? Taking a leap in our interests and in our hobbies and in our creativity in life. These are all super important leaps. I help and support women to ignite their life and to live full on into their passions. I want to thank you so much for joining me these 30 minutes in this life class. Hopefully you were inspired and you learned something new about taking a leap in your own life. You can find me at www.hotpinkyou.com. And I would love to invite you to join our email list. I'm really emailing just 2 times a month. They're always filled with great information. And right now, if you sign up for my email list, you're immediately enrolled in my pleasure challenge, a 5-day pleasure challenge that you can take on your own to really ignite your pleasures and your passion in life. I want to encourage you to dream big, live your passions, and as always, be hot pink in life. You can find my wisdom cards that I mentioned in this episode and also a calendar to my consults. I'm offering 30-minute consults right now, which are actually more about an Ignite Your Life assessment and really working on some powerful tools that I'm learning as I'm studying in the Somatica Institute out in California. And so these consults are more than just consults into are you going to work with me or not. They're also you leave knowing your next best step. I hope your next years are like mine. They're going to be your best years. Trust me. Take care, and we'll see you for my next episode as we start these life classes up again with Hot Pink University. I'm Christy Bemis, and enjoy the rest of your day.